Good Wednesday. Today is October the 23rd, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, trade is something we've talked about on this program repeatedly, and we are going to talk about more as there's a definite need for trade as we find ourselves with record yields across the country, not necessarily local, but nationwide, and a lot of supply that was still in the pipeline. We're going to take a look at that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Trade making agricultural headlines once again. Now, we have talked about how the lack of trade has been hurting agriculture, but U.S. corn and soybean exports risk losing a significant share of the Chinese market to Brazil and Argentina if the U.S. happens to reintroduce aggressive tariffs. That is the conclusion of a new study released by the American Soybean Association and National Corn Growers Association. That study highlights another trade war with China could cost corn and soybean farmers roughly $5 billion to $80 billion a year in lost value. Filling the void would be the South American farmers who would see higher prices and convert more acres to crops. Now, the study emphasized the risk of a trade war on hundreds of thousands of farmers, a majority of whom likely support former President Donald Trump over Vice President Kamala Harris in the presidential race. But leaders at the National Corn Growers Association and American Soybean Association believe it's in America's economic interest to maintain a trading relationship with China, even as both governments work through trade and other concerns. They also noted they support thoughtful consideration of the impacts tariffs and tariff retaliation could have on U.S. farms and rural communities, citing that both corn and soybeans are, quote, prime targets for tariffs. The American Soybean Association and National Corn Growers asked an analysis group, the World Agriculture, Economic, and Environmental Services, to study the impact of a trade war on the two commodities. The result is that another trade war would lead to more cropland conversion in South America, which has permanent ramifications on soybean and corn exports worldwide, and U.S. soybean and corn growers bear that burden. Now, tariffs function as a tax on incoming imports that countries set, but often reduced through trade negotiations. Tariffs also have been used by the U.S. presidents to protect industries. In his first term, Trump imposed trade tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, citing the need to protect domestic production. Using different retaliation, Trump also imposed a 10% to 25% tariff on an estimated $370 billion of goods from China in 2018. Some of these tariffs on China were eased when Trump signed an agreement with China in early 2020 that required China to import more volumes of U.S. goods, including $40 billion a year in agricultural products. Now, the Biden administration has reduced some of the steel and aluminum tariffs with some trading partners, but largely left the remaining tariffs on Chinese goods in place. Now, the study recaps the 2018-2019 trade war with China that led to $27 billion in lost agricultural exports in that stretch. The Trump administration responded by using the Commodity Credit Corporation to spend $23 billion on ad hoc subsidies to farmers under the Market Facilitation Program. China responded after the trade war with a record-breaking purchase that totaled $59.2 billion over a two-year stretch, that being 2020 and 21. But still fell short of the $80 billion in commitments the study cites. Still, the pandemic complicated trade in 2020. USDA's Foreign Ag Services statistics shows China bought $70.87 billion in 21 and 22. In that time period, which included $38.1 billion in 2022, that coincided with a record net farm income in 2022, and China has dialed back its imports of U.S. goods since that peak. In the first 8 months of 2024, sales to China are down 15% from 2023, that according to the Foreign Ag Service report. China still has tariffs on a broad range of U.S. agricultural products, but they sell to China under a waiver that was held those tariffs in check. Raw soybeans, for instance, face a 30.5% tariff that's waived down to 3% right now. Corn has a 26% tariff if it is in the quota volume that is 1% under the waiver. Now, in the 2023-24 USDA marketing year that ended September 1st, China bought 24.3 million metric tons of soybeans, that down 7 million metric tons from the previous year. And for corn, China bought 2.8 million metric tons, a 62% fall from the previous marketing year when China had bought 7.5 million metric tons of U.S. corn. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to stay on the topic of trade as the USDA's latest trade update does show a mixed bag of trade trends. Gary Crawford has more.
USDA economist Bart Kenner works in Kansas City, where these days there is a lot of talk about sports. Bart loves to talk sports all the time. Exports, that is, agricultural exports.
Very clever.
Thank you. Bart's out there now with trade numbers for the first 11 months of the 2024 fiscal year, October through August, and the figures boil down to this.
Agricultural exports were $161.3 billion, down 3% from the previous year.
Which is not too bad a performance, especially considering this.
We are seeing sustained or even increased export volumes, but the value of those exports has been decreasing, and so we see a decrease in the total value of agricultural exports.
This is mostly happening with export values of so-called bulk commodities such as soybeans, wheat, and cotton. Those export values continue to struggle. Bulk product exports are down 14% from a year ago. But Bart Kenter says more exports of high-value products are helping make up for the lower bulk product sales.
We've got a 20% increase in tree nuts, 10% increase in exports of prepared and preserved vegetables, 16% increase in the exports of fresh fruits.
High-value exports are up about 4% from a year ago. One troubling trend on the trade front is the level of U.S. food and agricultural product imports coming into the U.S. from other countries. While the dollar value of U.S. food and ag exports is falling,
the import value has increased steadily over time and continues to do so.
Kenner says U.S. ag exports are running about 3% below last year at this time, while the value of foreign agricultural products coming into the U.S. is up by 5%. Several good reasons, though, for the growing imports.
Great purchasing power by the U.S. consumer and growing demand for products that are produced elsewhere, year-round produce, distilled spirits, fancy cheeses and wines and what have you.
Kenner says the surge in imports and the reduction of exports is creating an ag trade deficit of over $27 billion and growing. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.